Hey everyone, and welcome to the Bible Breakdown Podcast. In this podcast, we will be breaking down the Bible one chapter a day. Whether you are a new believer or have been following Christ for a while, we believe that you will learn something new and fresh every single day. So thank you for joining us, and let's get into breaking down the Bible together.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Bible Breakdown Podcast with your host, Pastor Brandon. Today, 1 Chronicles chapter 3, and today's title is ... and more family. Yes, we have got more family, but there were 40-something verses yesterday. Today, there's only 20-something verses, so praise the Lord. Things are looking up. And before we get into that, make sure if you're watching this on the YouTube, you're like, sharing, and subscribing, and also leave us a comment. I want to know today, what are the hard words? There might be harder words than there has been before. If you listen to the podcast, thank you. Please don't stop listening. Don't stop watching. We're going to get through these together because this is our spiritual heritage. Praise the Lord. And we're not skipping these in Jesus' name. And as always, we're all gathering together at the Bible Breakdown Discussion. We're there cleaning up our mess. Because they are making some wonderful connections, and I just believe it in Jesus' name that they are, because they are so much cooler than I am. And thank you so much for joining us at the Bible Breakdown Discussion on Facebook, because man, the more we dig, the more we find. If you have your Bibles, 1 Chronicles chapter 3, remember what we're doing is we are walking with Ezra, most likely, as he is reconstructing the history of the people of the nation of Israel. And one of the reasons why they're doing that is because these people are not connected to the land anymore. They're coming back at the end of 70 years of captivity. This is around 400 years before the time of Jesus. Most of these people were born in captivity. They were born in Babylon, born in these other nations. And they're coming back to Israel. And they're going, what stake do we have here? Why are we even here? Is God going to be with us when we're here? And the answer is yes. But he's going to help them figure out why that's a yes. And the reason why all this is important is he's saying, you belong here. You have a purpose here. You have a part in what God is doing. And we're going to see at the end of this chapter if maybe God would speak that to us as well. But without further ado, I know you are so excited about it, just like I am. Let us jump back into our family heritage of our great, 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 great aunts and uncles as we read this together. So if you're ready, here we go. Verse 1, so excited, says this. Chapter 3, 1 Chronicles. These are the sons of David that were born in Hebron. Pause. Now, if you remember, Hebron was where David was king over Judah before he became king of all of Israel. So here we go. While he was in Hebron, I think it was 14 years, maybe just 7. I don't remember right now. These were the sons that were born while he was there. The oldest was Amnon, whose mother was Amnon from Jezreel. The second was Daniel, whose mother was Abigail from Carmel. The third was Absalom, whose mother was Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. By the way, remember, that becomes the jerk that temporarily overthrows David's kingdom. Ugh, here we go. The fourth was Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth was Shephtai, the mother of Ibital. The sixth was Ithream, whose mother was Egal, David's wife, thank goodness. And the sixth six sons were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7.5 years. There it is, 7.5 years. Then David reigned for 33 years in Jerusalem. Sons were born to David in Jerusalem, including Shema, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Solomon was the one who became king after David. Their mother was Bathsheba. Did you know, by the way, that Solomon had brothers? Isn't that cool? The daughter of Amiel, and David also had 9 other sons, Ibnar, Elishua, Eliphat, Nogah, Nepheg, Japhier, Elishama, Elidia, and Ephelet. Now pause. Now this is one of the things that's really cool. Notice verse 8 says this, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphat. Here's the cool thing. Elishama means God sees. Eliada says God knows. And Eliphat means God will deliver. So right there in the names of the three sons, the three final sons of David, is an amazing story. God sees, God knows, God will deliver. Isn't that amazing? And we wouldn't have got that if we hadn't read 1 Chronicles chapter 3. God sees, God knows, God will deliver. Verse 9. These are the sons of David, not including his sons born to his concubines. Oh, Lord. Their sister was named Tamar. The descendants of Solomon were Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, Azariah, Joash, Azariah, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Amon, and Josiah. These are the sons of Josiah of Johanan. The oldest, Jehoiakim, the second, Zedekiah the third, Jehoziah the fourth, and the successors of Jehoiakim were the sons of Jehoiachin and his brother Zedekiah. The sons of Jehoiachin were taken prisoner by the Babylonians, and their names were Shealtiel, Mechariam, Pedaiah, Shinazar, Jechemiah, Hosamiah, and Zedaniah. The sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam and Hananiah. Their sisters were Sheluiamath. The five other sons were Hashbunah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hezadiah, and Jesubam Hesed. The sons of Hananiah were Pelethath, Jeshaniah, and Jeshaniah's sons were Rephathiah. Rephathiah's sons were Arnon. Arnon's sons were Obadiah, and Obadiah's sons were Shechemiah. The descendants of Shechemiah were Shemathiah, and his sons were Heshosh, Egal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat. Six in all. I know, we just read them. And the sons of Neriah are Heloniah, Hezekiah, Semiah, and three sons in all. And the sons of Eloniah were Hedoviath, Elishab, Peliah, Hekub, Joanan, Delel, and Hananiah, seven in all. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to verse 8, because the two things I want to say and we'll be done for today. Remember, the last three sons David had was Elishama, Elidia, and Eliphet, which means in Hebrew, God sees, God knows, and God will deliver. Two things. First of all, that's awesome. That's awesome that the last three sons that David had, God really showed him something. Because back then, they didn't just say names. I know these just seems like just random names, but names were considered to be, this is what God was doing in my life when this kid was born. And so my prayer is that God would do this in this son's life over the course of his life. So whatever God was doing in the life of David, it was God sees. God sees. God knows. God will deliver. That's amazing to think about. Whatever was going on in David's life that he said that. Here's the second thing. We say all the time at the Bible Breakdown Podcast, the more we dig, the more we find. The more we dig, the more we find. That's why I told you a couple days ago, I heard a Hebrew teacher, rabbi, say once, there's no such thing as a boring chapter in the Bible. There's a chapter we don't understand. Behind all of these names are lives that have been lived, stories that have not been yet told. And so the more we dig, the more we find. So I always want to encourage you, when we're reading these, never take it just as a chapter, but to realize there's always more than what we can see. That is exactly what God is doing in our lives. God is always doing more than we see. I think we never just have a conversation. God's always planting seeds in people's lives. We're never just going to work. God's always planting seeds and doing more than we realize. So I want to encourage you today, whatever time of day you're reading or you're listening to this, you're watching this, whatever, realize God is probably doing more than you realize. So never take anything at face value, but always go, I wonder what God is up to today at work. I wonder what God is up to while I'm sitting at this red light. I wonder what God is up to when I'm waiting in line. I wonder what God is up to, because you never know. But the more you dig, the more you find. And God is always doing more than you realize. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, that because you are with us, there's always hope. And Lord, dug within some of the things we don't always realize, you're doing great things. I pray today, God, as we go throughout our day, or for some of us, we're listening to this at the end of our day, I pray, God, that you will be with us. You'll continue to show yourself to us, and that, God, you will work in our lives. We celebrate you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And anyway, well, don't forget, God's word says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God is with you. and he is for you more than you can imagine. And he celebrates when you take next steps with him. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow for 1 Chronicles chapter